Ranga Bodla is wholesale distribution industry lead at NetSuite. He boasts more than 15 years of combined product management and marketing experience with expertise in the software technology industry. In his lead role, Ranga works with innovative customers who are challenging the status quo. Companies like Quirky, reinventing how products get invented and delivered to market. Soligent, turning solar distribution on its head. And Capital Coffee, breaking out of its traditional business model to expand into new markets. Prior to joining NetSuite, Ranga led a global governance risk and compliance solutions team at SAP. Please welcome Ranga Bodla to the Cloud Developer Summit at Expo.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate the opportunity. So I kind of work in a different world, work in the enterprise application space where, you know, the concept of even actually accessing your application on a mobile device is, strangely enough, still a foreign concept. I worked at SAP for about 8 years and then the last 4 years over at NetSuite. And when I joined SAP, the first few days I was there, was working on an expense report. I was sitting in front of the TV and had to be connected into the VPN, and my wife looked behind my shoulder at what I was looking at, and she literally jumped out of her seat like, what is that? Because it was a green screen application to do travel and expense reports. And that's kind of the world that most of the enterprise application world is still in, believe it or not. There's a lot of companies out there that, you know, the notion of accessing this information, sitting at a conference like this, on whatever device is definitely a foreign concept. And why do I bring this up? And it's really when I came and started thinking about talking about the mobile-enabled supply chain, I thought there's a real opportunity here. And that's one of the things that when we talk at what we do at NetSuite for changing the perspective. So I always like bringing this picture up, and what we've seen happen, I think, and most of you guys already know this just from just even being in the world today, which is 10 or 15 years ago, only the largest companies had a supply chain that looked like this. Whereas now, you could be a two-person company that goes on Shark Tank and tries to get funding, and your supply chain might look like this, where you created a product, you're sourcing it in for the best suppliers, wherever they may exist, you're manufacturing it in China, you're doing distribution across the world. You don't have to be a big company to do that anymore. However, the challenge and what has happened with the largest companies out there in the industry is most people either did one of two things. With all these different suppliers, with all these different vendors, getting information about what they were doing and how that affected inventory levels, how it affected distribution, they either just didn't get the information, or the alternative was you had to go and take your whole ERP system, go and install a server, go and install a bunch of software at every single location just to get visibility into how things are doing. Or otherwise you relied on email, just some email communication back and forth. And the other part of this is a lot of people just ended up looking at their supply chain. They just focused on what happened inside their four walls. You know, they had they had inputs that came in from suppliers, they went to the customers. They really focused on just the four walls. And really, I think there's a huge opportunity, which is the big part that I think of with this extended supply chain and this notion that as people are bringing out and have all of these different multiple suppliers, multiple vendors, then there's sub-assemblies as they go and try to assemble and bring in their products, do the different distribution that might be part of this. There's an opportunity to have, if you have mobile access to this information or even browser access, just even the basics, which is, again, I know it may be a strange thing, but it's still a notion here in the enterprise application space that each of these nodes on the supply chain, each of these elements have the ability to go and update their inventory, update their production levels, update where they are in a given production line. When you start talking about these, not just even complex products like Boeing, which has, you know, thousands of suppliers operating and building each of these different elements of their latest plane, but you talk about just people even building consumer products where they have multiple factories, they have multiple distribution centers, they have multiple suppliers that are putting in each of these pieces, that they have the ability then to update where they are in each part of the process and be able to provide that information. And this is really, to me, where there's a huge opportunity on the mobility side. You know, today we're starting to get to the point where now there are companies out there that are adopting and putting in cloud systems where they can access at least the information on a browser and get it available to them on their desktop. But then that next notion is, what if they want to access it on their tablet? What if they want to access it on their mobile phone? And strangely, you know, the enterprise world, I mean, you know, is still a few years behind in this notion. But that's the idea where I think there's an opportunity around mobility and around providing access to that information. And so I think of global manufacturing and it's enabling each of those elements. So the manufacturers, some cases in-house, oftentimes it's outsourced for each component where the best provider of that or best manufacturer can provide it. The suppliers themselves, where you're driving components, raw materials, and processes from the best places. Distribution, a lot of companies are moving towards third-party logistics providers. You know, not uncommon for, you know, even a $100 million company to have 20 different warehouses provided by a 3PL. But then again, providing that visibility into it. Again, when I talk about those 20 locations, you're not going to go and deploy a server in every single one of those locations and specialized software just to get updates on where things are. And that, if that can be, again, provided through just a simple mobile device, then they can update their information both on a read-write basis. Same thing with logistics. As the logistics world continues to grow, as that market gets even more competitive. And then lastly, customers. That's that last piece of it, where customers want it immediately and that notion of that. The other part I wanted to bring up was just, you know, again, we're just starting to see the notion of the importance of mobility around ERP. And, you know, that idea of that enterprise application and the importance of mobility is just starting to become clear among enterprise companies around what they're thinking. And, you know, you can start to see here in the two charts, the two colors here, mobile versus no mobile. And, of course, it's no surprise, right? The dark purple, which represents people that have mobile access to their enterprise information, their ERP, they're obviously seeing benefits. They're obviously able to get greater result from that. But you can see here almost double comparatively to when they have no mobile access to that information. So larger companies, enterprise companies, are only now starting to get this and get the importance of this. And so, of course, the opportunity, I think, is providing both the access to it and providing, of course, in a secure way, as Dan brought up. And just to quickly bring up, you know, and the reason we have any perspective on this, right? We've been operating this business since 1998, always built from the cloud and only built from the cloud. However, it's been an uphill battle where there's only now starting to see an exponential growth in terms of people's acceptance of moving enterprise applications into the cloud environment, where there's still these concerns about the security of my data, the ability, this is the crown jewels of the company, and putting that information out there. And so that's one of the notions that we've been out there since 98, building that. Now we're finally at a point where 20,000 customers, $500,000 in a run rate, growing quite rapidly. However, it's been a long road to sow, and having to constantly kind of beat that drum, where a lot of our competitors now that are out there in the market are saying their cloud, all they're really doing is taking their existing application and just sticking it into a hosted environment. And we think there's a real difference in that in terms of what the benefit can be to the customer. And so it has to be both designed for how you work today, you know, both on the mobile aspect and being designed from scratch for that. It can't just be, you just go and port it over there and you're done. And also the notion of true cloud. And probably in this room, I'm probably preaching to the choir, but there is a lot of the confusion around this notion of true cloud and fake cloud. And that notion, oh, well, we just take our application, we're going to stick it in a server and make it available to you as hosted. But I think there's a real difference in how an application behaves when you do that versus actually rewriting it natively to behave in the cloud. To me, a cloud application, I'm sure it is to everybody in this room, is you can access it. You can sit in this room, pick up any one of these devices, and you can access it as long as you have the internet available to you. In my industry, there's a lot of people that don't necessarily buy that notion. There's a lot of confusion about that. And so part of the notion that we're trying to push is how do we drive that? And the last piece I want to bring up is that also translates then into flexibility for providing customers the ability to change that. A lot of the customers we're going after now are stuck on legacy versions of software that's 10, 15, 20, even 30 years old. That is literally, they're trapped on a version that was deployed in 1990 because they customized it so heavily around their business processes. And part of the thing that we've designed in our product is how do you make the product so that it behaves as you need it as an application, but they can also be extended and continue to be upgraded continuously to realize those benefits. And that's a real difference in how we're seeing a need for in the enterprise application space. So with that, I think we're going to bring it over to the panel discussion. Thanks, Marty.